Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sunday Showcase, highlighting some of the best audio storytelling found anywhere. All right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G-Wiz, which means it's perfectly safe for folks and families of all ages to enjoy with Cheese Whiz.
Welcome back to Mutual Presents. It's my co-host Pennies and my favorite time to just sit at home and smile. We're talking about the lighthearted adventures of everyone's favorite bottle blonde, The Adventures of Maisie. This week our double feature is Paul Jones, Soldier on Leave, and Maisie Stranded in India. All here with thanks to our Mutual Broadcasting Network archives. So wind back those clocks now and let's enjoy the show.
Hiya, babe. Say, how about a...
Should that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie pictures. In just a moment, you'll hear a Maisie adventure in radio, starring for this performance the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer star, Gene Kelly. But first, your announcer. The Adventures of Maisie, starring Gene Kelly as...
Bill Jones. Yeah, I'm the fellow folks around here in Centerville used to say, there goes that wild Jones boy. Guess he'll just never settle down and marry some nice girl like boys his age ought to. Of course, all this was during the war when a fellow didn't know whether he'd ever come back. At least, that's a line I always use with the girls. And it worked, too. Except with Maisie. Funny thing, I'm married now. I got a wife I'm nuts about and two of the cutest kids that ever drove a man crazy with questions. But every once in a while, I still think about Maisie. Yeah, I'll never forget the first time I met her. I was home on a 24-hour leave, and I dropped into Joe Davis' newspaper office for a little highly necessary information.
Hiya, Joe, you old civilian, you.
Bill.
Wipe the ink off and shake the hand that held the gun that almost blew off my foot the first time I shot it.
Well, Bill Jones.
Yeah, with a whole 24 hours to squander. Joe, that's why I called you, right from the train. Have you got your little book with the phone numbers handy, pal?
Well, sure, Bill, but I don't think it's going to do you any good.
Look, Joe, this is Bill Jones you're talking to. The gal that can turn little charm boy down for a date ain't been born yet. Come on, give chump.
Well, I mean, Bill, there just are no girls.
I got $38 to spend. No girls?
Uh-huh.
Don't tell me Congress has made them unconstitutional, too.
Practically, Bill. Almost all the babes in town are in the service.
They can't be. It's against the war code of fair tactics. Look, Joe, how about that red-headed job? You know, Rita Wilkowski?
Whack.
For the blonde number, Jenny Twork.
Oh, you mean the one with the silly giggle?
Giggle, schmiggle. This is war, man. This is war. What's with Jeannie?
Uh-uh. Wave.
Oh. All right, then, Tilly Farfel.
Uh-uh. Wife. You see, Tilly...
Never mind the details. What's her phone number?
Well, she married Sam Jenks. The blacksmith.
Oh. Well, who else you got, Joe?
Yeah.
Oh, say, wait a minute.
Yeah. Who?
Well, when George Newcomb, who used to help me get out this paper, was drafted, I hired a girl.
Yeah.
You see, help is scarce. And, sure. Well, when you can't get what you really want, you got to take what you can get.
You ain't kidding, chum. Where is she?
Well, Maisie is supposed to be at her desk outside by 9, and it's 11 now, so she should be in by now.
Thanks, Joe. I'll do the same for you next war. So long.
Oh, wait a minute, Bill. Maisie may not be your type.
Chum, when all you got is a 24-hour pass, anybody's your type.
And I hope you people of Centerville will forgive me for trying to do a man's job. Question mark. No, period. You see, I am a woman.
You can put a period after woman, too, baby. No question about that.
Look, I'm busy, so don't try to get fresh. The first thing I have done was to organize a Boy Scout troop.
Well, doll, if you need any help in that department, little Bill Jones is your lad.
Oh, were you a Boy Scout?
Until I was 14. Then I started scouting for girls. What do you say, beautiful? How about knocking off for the afternoon?
Knocking off who?
Don't be like that, sugar. All I've got is a 24-hour pass.
And you'd like to spend the whole 24 hours making it at me. No, now please go away. I have work to do. The leader of the scout troop is Terry Wilkins, who is 13 years old and acts like a perfect gentleman.
When I was that age, I did, too. Look, babe, it's a beautiful day out. I can get a hold of a car.
And run out of gas up on the top of Lover's Lane Mountain.
Look, all I got is a 24-hour pass. I'll have to run out of gas sooner. I mean...
I know exactly what you mean. Sorry, Admiral. Little Maisie has just declared herself out of bounds.
Oh. I know. It's too much to ask on such short acquaintance, but...
Yes, it is too much to ask, Ella. So scram, will you? I got work to do.
Spoken like a true civilian. How soon the world forgets we heroes who give our all for mankind. And womankind.
Look, sailor. Save some of your all for some other womankind. I ain't interested.
Well, hi, Miss Revere.
Well, hi, Terry. How's the troop coming on?
Oh, swell, Miss Revere. I got Benny Guthrie to join
us. Look, kid, go away, will you? I'm doing good now.
Oh, hi, Bill. Gee, I haven't seen you since you was drafted 8 weeks ago.
Ixnay on the Akin Crayed, Kate.
Huh?
He said, don't louse up his pitch, Terry. He's trying to get me to feel sorry for him because he spent 3 years overseas.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's true. That's true, babe. You don't get these ribbons for nothing, you know.
No, you got to pay a quarter apiece for him at the PX.
Drunk with power, ain't you, Terry? Look, Maisie,
Greetings on you, Miss Maisie. Well, how do you like my Boy Scout uniform, huh?
But, Benny, you're a little too old to be a Boy Scout.
In his case, they probably went by mental age.
Hey, that there's an insult, I think. Maybe I better slug him just to be on the safe side, eh, Maisie?
Stop, Benny. You're not in the prize fight ring anymore. Besides, it'd be a shame to mess up Mr. Jones' beautiful face.
Oh, so you have noticed me, huh? You want to know something, honey? You deserve me.
That's a nasty thing to say. Now, leave me alone. I got work to do. Terry, do your good deed for today and show Mr. Jones to the door.
Never mind. I can find the door myself. I just happen to have a compass with me.
Oh.
Well, get going already.
Sure. And Scout Benny, if you ever want to start a fire, remember, it's easy. All you got to do is rub your two heads together. I'll visit with your boss for a while, Maisie, just in case you get tired of the company of this kid and yon punch-drunk fighter.
And now I can get back to my work.
Yeah, some nerve calling Benny punchy.
Yeah. That is an untrue lie. I ain't punchy. Let me at him. I'll kill a punk.
Benny, that was only the typewriter bell. Calm down.
Well, let's see, Bill. Oh, wait a minute. Here's one. You remember Florence Breck?
I ain't been away that long. Besides, Maisie's my target for tonight. Look, Joe, you're Maisie's boss, ain't you?
Oh, yeah, Bill, but I can't talk her into going out with...
Joe, can't you think of some nice little assignment? Say, one that perhaps would take her out to, let's say, Beaver Lake?
There's nothing going on at Beaver Lake.
There will be when me and her get out there.
Hmm.
After all, Joe... I'll be going overseas soon, and I may not come back.
Gee, that's a beautiful thought.
What?
I mean, making Maisie think it's an assignment for the paper. I'll do it. You know, Bill, when it comes to being a louse with women, there's nobody to top you.
Joe, you're just saying that because you're my best friend. Now go in there and get to work. I got a car and a basket lunch my old landlady fixed up for me. I should take it back to camp. There's enough in there for two.
Oh, this is going to be a picnic.
In the true sense of the word, chum. Now get in there and turn on the power of the press.
Okay, I know Maisie's alone in there.
And the first recruit Terry Wilkins got for the scout troop was an ex-pute. An ex-fighter.
Stop the presses, Maisie. I got a story for you to cover.
Oh, gosh, at last. A real reporter. What's the assignment, Mr. Davis? A hatchet murder, maybe?
No, Maisie. What I want you to do is get your pencil and notebook.
Yeah.
And go down to Beaver Lake.
I know. A submarine was spotted there.
Maisie, how could a submarine get into a lake way out here in the Middle West?
I don't know, Mr. Davis. Them Germans are pretty tricky, you know.
Yeah, sure. What I want you to do is cover a big story out at the lake. The 1912 graduating class of Centerville High is having a picnic reunion there.
Some scoop, I'll say.
Maisie, when anybody in this town gets together, it's news. Now, I want you to drop everything and rush right down to Beaver Lake, and I want the whole yarn of the picnic.
Right, Chief. Only how'll I get out there? I don't have a car.
What's that?
I said I don't have a car.
Well, did you hear what Maisie said? She don't have a car.
Oh, hello, Joe. I'm sorry to interrupt. Maisie, did you see my hat?
You're wearing it.
I know, but did you see it?
Say, Bill, I'm glad you happened to pass by. This is an emergency.
Forget it. We can use my car.
Oh, gee, that's swell of you, Bill.
Wait a minute. How did you know I needed a car?
Well, that's obvious. Nowadays, everybody needs a car.
Will you do it, Bill?
Well, I had other plans, really. There are lots of girls in town that have missed me, but for you, Joe, yes, I'll drive Maisie out to Beaver Lake.
And how did you know I had to go to Beaver Lake?
Because you had to...
Cover the reunion of the high school graduates.
Yeah. Here we go, Ushers.
Well...
We've got to have a yarn on that reunion at Beaver Lake.
The only trouble is I don't speak Beaver. Well, if you two will excuse me for a moment, I gotta step out for a while and make some necessary arrangements.
Well, we did it, Bill.
Yeah. But you think Maisie suspects everything ain't strictly on the level?
Oh, of course not, Bill. She went for it hook and sinker.
Yeah, now all she has to go for is my line.
Now, Benny, in case you get bitten on the hand by a snake, you make a crisscross cut in it with your scout knife.
Yeah. What part of the snake do I make this here cut?
Hey, hi, Scouts. I've been looking all over for you.
Oh, I've been here at the club teaching Benny first aid.
Yeah, Maisie, after I learn this good, then Terry is going to maybe teach me second aid. That'd be nice. And gosh, maybe I may even get as far as eighth or ninth aid. Huh, Terry?
Well, Scouts, this here little girl needs some aid, too. And the help I want will call for real brains.
Oh, you just want to use Terry?
No, both of you. Look, you fellas know how to track down a wolf.
Well, sure.
Even a wolf in ship's clothing?
You mean Bill Jones? Again?
What else?
Oh, don't you worry, Major. I'll grab a hold of that guy and I'll tie him up with knots. Terry teach me the real sailor's knots.
No. What I want you two fellas to do is follow me and Bill down to Beaver Lake and join us. For the duration.
What do you want us there, Miss Revere?
Well, Mr. Jones has a good conduct medal, and I want to make sure that he earns it.
The Adventures of Maisie, starring for this performance, Gene Kelly, will continue in just a moment.
Kind of romantic down here at the lake, huh, Maisie?
Kind of. Lots of birds and bees around today, I noticed, Bill.
Yeah, they've been following me around.
Probably want to take notes.
Clever little rascals, ain't they? Would you care to walk down close to the edge of the lake, Maisie? I know a nice spot there.
I'll bet you do. Hey, Bill, you know something? There's no people here.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, baby. We're people. After all, I'm a man.
Yeah, and I'm a woman.
Cozy arrangement, ain't it?
Yeah.
How about sitting down here, honey?
And wait until they arrive?
Well, sure. What else?
Yeah, what else? Well, it shouldn't be too long before the reunion. After all, we don't have all day.
It's all right, Gord. How about get a little closer?
Sure. After all, there is work to do.
Well, I wouldn't exactly call it work, baby.
Well, writing a story about a reunion of graduates isn't what you'd call fun, is it?
No, there's more interesting things in life. Snuggle a little closer, Jim.
Please, Bill. Somebody might be watching us.
Well, just those two lovebirds up in that tree. They probably want to pick up a few pointers.
I wonder what's keeping them.
Forget them, doll. Concentrate on us. We're here alone. Just we two.
Hi, folks!
Just we three.
Hey, Terry, where are you?
Just we four.
Well, gosh, Terry, what are you and Benny doing way out here?
Oh, this is part of the scout training.
Yeah. Me and Terry, we wanted to see how people feel when they get lost.
Oh, it's an exciting feeling, fellas. So why don't you two get lost?
Oh, no, boys. Look, Mr. Jones brought along a basket lunch. What do you say we all make ourselves nice and comfy and help him eat it?
Gee, food!
Yeah, hey, that sure is nice of you to invite us. We'll join you, Bill.
Oh, you wouldn't like this stuff, fellas. It's chocolate-covered salmon.
Chocolate-covered salmon?
That's my favorite.
Figures.
Help yourself, fellas. Oh, gosh, Bill, ain't it nice to have people you know with you on your only day of leave?
Yeah. I haven't been so happy since they made me 1A.
Gee, these here hard-boiled eggs taste delicious.
They taste even better if you took the shell off first.
Have some more potato salad, Bill.
No, thanks. I'm fed up. Look, isn't it time for you two beavers to go back in the forest and gnaw down some trees?
Gnaw down some trees?
Hey, Maisie.
Hmm?
There's a cute little island in the center of the lake. Why don't we row out there? Let me show it to you.
Oh, that's a swell idea. I'll do it.
You will?
Sure.
Oh, gosh.
I know where there's a canoe.
Yeah, but it only holds three.
Yeah. What'll we do with Mr. Jones?
Huh? Don't worry about me, folks. I'll just swim alongside with a lunch basket in my mouth in case you get hungry again.
Can't you take a hint, chum?
I think Mr. Jones really likes company,
Yeah, fellas. Well, he's a little too much of it.
Hey, Benny, step over here a minute. I want to talk with you.
Yeah, sure. Leave a step aside, little fever.
Well, I'll go down and wait in the canoe, fellas. Will I see you before you go back overseas, Mr. Jones?
You will, baby.
Oh, Bill!
Yes, little beaver.
Oh, we'd like to show you an old Indian wrestling hole.
Goody, goody. It'll come in so handy overseas in case I run into any old Indians.
Yeah, now first I grab you hold of your hand like this, you see.
Oh, that trick, yeah.
Well, then I grab you by the other hand,
yeah.
Like this.
Oh, like this. Well, this is too peachy. Oh, I just wonder what happens next.
Well, I count till three.
You think you can make it?
Well, first, though, we back up closer to the edge of the lake.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
You will.
Now, here we go. Ready? One, two, three!
Well, so long, fellas. Have a nice swim. And thanks for teaching me that trick. It's a humdinger. I'll be right there, Maisie.
Gee, I don't understand, Bill. Why did Terry and Benny run out on us?
Oh, just afraid to take chances, that's all, honey. They spotted a couple squirrels and they didn't have their hats on. Well, here we are at the island. All ashore is going ashore.
Give me those paddles. I'm going back.
In the rain?
Rain? What rain?
Any questions?
Bill Jones, when you make arrangements, you don't leave nothing out, do you?
I try not to, baby, but this lovely rain I didn't count on.
Mm-hmm. Came in mighty handy, though, didn't it?
Yep. Just goes to show that I got others on my side in this war besides England. Okay, step ashore. Here's my hand.
Thanks, Lochinvar. Oh, look, look.
I am looking, baby. You really got a figure there.
I mean the canoe. It's drifting out on the lake. Do something.
Like what? Wave goodbye?
This is a calamity, senior grade. Do you realize we're on this island without a boat?
Yeah, I do, honey. I'm just beginning to realize it.
How are we going to get off? We can't stay out here and get pneumonia.
No. Lucky, there's an empty shack on this island.
Yeah, lucky. For who?
Don't you worry your pretty head about anything, Maisie. Come on, the shack's this way.
I'd rather stay out here. Bill, wait for me!
Oh, gee, Chief Brewster. We've been around this island three times, and we haven't even found a sign of Miss Revere in that Jones Creek.
Now, don't you worry, Terry. We'll find them. In all my years as chief of police, I never lost a missing person.
Well, I still don't get this. What makes you think that Maisie and that their wise guys may be drowned?
Well, we found the canoe drifting in the lake.
Yeah, with nobody in it.
So?
So, put two and two together. What do you got?
Give me a hint.
Well, the answer's four.
Well, I was close. I had three.
Look, Chief. There's something in the sand.
The canoe?
No. It's a footprint. It goes all around the shore.
Yeah, wait. There's some more footprints over here.
Gosh, Chief, you're really on the trail now.
I told you I was a regular bloodhound. Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah. You got a clue, huh?
Terry, does Bill Jones have flat feet?
No.
Well, does Maisie Revere have flat feet?
No.
Just as a thought.
What, Chief?
These footprints are mine.
Oh, Chief, Benny, Look. That old deserted shack way out there on the other side of the island.
Yeah, there's smoke coming out of the chimney. It must be them. Come on, to the rescue, men.
Well, nice cozy little shack this. Huh, Maisie?
A dream house.
Well, it's better than nothing.
Not much. Wonder who owns it.
From the way the roof leaks, I'd say a mackerel.
I guess the builder didn't have a lumber priority. My side don't have a roof.
My side has. You still sure you don't want to come over and stand by the fire?
No, thanks.
Well, if you're going to be a silly girl, I won't try to coax you anymore. Hey, Maisie, do you go to the movies much?
And you needn't try to make conversation either.
Oh, I was just thinking about how things like this always happen in the movies. You know, two people are stranded on a desert island and they hate each other.
Bill, do you hate me?
Oh, silly girl, of course not.
Oh.
Do you hate me?
Yeah.
As I was saying, these two people hate each other, but then something happens.
Not if she can help it.
I mean, he breaks his leg.
Good.
And she forgets and forgives and crosses over the line to nurse him.
Want to bet?
Not yet. You're playing with a marked deck. See? Now you're really catching cold. For the last time, will you come over here by the fire?
For the last time, no.
Stubborn, aren't you? Well, purely because some of that boy scout training rubbed off on me, I'll shove the fire over to neutral territory, the center of the room. There's the fire. Use it in good health.
Thanks. Now, please stay on your side of the fire, and I'll stay on mine.
Gladly. You know, Maisie, this whole thing was accidental. Circumstances got us into this. We might as well make the best of it till the storm blows over.
Don't blame this deal on circumstances, Mr. Jones. You tricked Terry and Benny somehow. You paddled me over here, you lost the canoe and let it drift away. It's all been planned by you.
The rain, too?
Yeah, that too.
I made it rain?
Yeah. You sat right there in the canoe and insisted on it.
Now, look here, Miss Revere. All right. I'll get back to my side of the line.
No, I mean there. There's something moving over there in the corner.
Where?
There. It's a tiger.
Maisie, it's only a beaver.
Oh. Is that good?
Hey, Bud, if you're looking for the rest of your patrol, they're over on the other side of the lake.
Bill, it's coming this way. Do something.
It's all right, honey. I've got you. You're all right.
Is it gone?
Yeah, it's gone.
Bill, where are you going?
Down to the lake. Maybe I can hail a passing boat.
Yeah, but won't you get wet?
Does that worry you, Miss Revere?
Well, I just wouldn't want to have you on my conscience, that's all.
Now, don't worry. I'll write you release from all responsibility. Now, just cuddle up to that fire.
Bill, don't go.
I won't be long.
Well, wait. Maybe the beaver will come back.
Huh? Oh. He wouldn't dare, honey.
Bill, I'm sorry I was so nasty.
And I'm sorry for everything I did to get you out here.
If you had to go about it the same way again, Bill, would you?
Of course not. I think the whole approach was pretty corny.
It was not. He was real cute.
Oh, Maisie.
Bill.
On here, that damn man, woman. I mean, on here, that woman, man.
We've come just in time, Maisie.
Yes, Maisie, we're here to save you.
Is the storm over, Chief?
No, but it should be in about an hour.
Come back in an hour, fellas.
What?
But not first, please.
In just a moment, we shall return to our story.
The next day I went back to camp, and very soon after that, they started shipping us overseas for active service. After that, it was just one big battle after another. But I finally had to go anyway. When the war was over, I came back to Centerville, but Maisie was gone. I tried to locate her. I tried real hard. But the only trace left of her existence in town was in the hearts of the folks there. Well, after a while, I gave up the search and married the little freckle-faced kid I went to school with. Well, maybe it's just as well I never married a girl like Maisie. You know, she's the kind that always would want things her own way. And me, well, I'm the kind of a guy that insists on wearing the pants in the family. No, siree. No woman could boss Bill Jones around.
Bill Jones, come in here right now.
Yes, my dear. At once, my dear.
You have just heard The Adventures of Maisie with our guest star, Gene Kelly. Maisie was written by Arthur Phillips. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Florence Hallop, Sheldon Leonard, Will Wright, George Neese, and Gilbert Barnett. Jack McCoy speaking. Babe, say how about ouch!
Does that answer your question, Buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie Pictures. In just a moment, you'll hear Maisie in radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcer. Southern as Maisie.
Yep, I'm Maisie, like the man said, Maisie Revere. I've kicked around the world a little, and the world's kicked me around a little, too. There's one good thing about being in show business, though. You do get a chance to travel. Right now, I'm in India. I can't pronounce the name of the city, but it sounds like something spelled sideways. How did I wind up in this Oriental Coney Island? Well, when you're in show business, your agent is like the draft board during the war. You go where you're sent. Well, anyway, the show folded, and here I am, stranded, and without boat fare to get back to the States. Not even enough to pay for the hotel room I'm sharing with another girl in the show, Dixie Levere.
Did you say something?
Gosh, Dixie, this hotel room is sticky, hot, and smelly. If I had the strength, I'd take a stroll over to the fish market for a breath of fresh air.
What'd you say, Maisie?
Oh, nothing, Dixie. I was just talking to myself.
Oh, if I don't get back to the good old USA soon, I'll be talking to myself, too.
Yeah.
Maisie?
Yeah?
Hand me the newspaper.
Oh, what's the use? The only jobs open in this overpopulated mirage is for camel drivers.
I'm not on the market for a job. I just wanted that paper to swat a mosquito.
Oh, don't do that, Dixie.
But don't tell me in this country it's against the law to kill mosquitoes, too.
No, it ain't killing a mosquito that bothers me. It's all the relatives flying in for the funeral.
Oh. Maisie, get the paper and kill it anyway.
Well, it's your turn, honey. I got the last one. Here's the paper.
Thanks. Say, Maisie, we got more company.
Well, step on it.
I can't. It's Dolores King. She's in town. See? It says so right here in the paper.
Dolores King here in India? What for?
Listen. It says, Dolores King, famous moving picture star, arrives from Hollywood.
Famous, huh? The last picture she made almost brought back vaudeville. I remember it laid a big egg.
How do you know?
I helped hatch it.
You don't like Dolores, huh?
What's to like? She still owes me about $300.
You loaned her $300?
Yeah, in drips and drabs. And I never got a drab back from that drip. You see, after the picture was released, so was Dolores.
Oh? What was wrong?
Her personality. It came across. After that, she couldn't get a job, and I let her move in with me. So one afternoon, I came out of the shower, and dear, dear Dolores was gone.
Well, why didn't you go after her?
My clothes were gone, too.
Well, this is your chance to balance the books. Dolores is here in town.
So what? That dress she took ain't in style anymore.
But the 300. They're still using the same style money.
Get those stars and stripes out of your eyes, Dixie, honey. If you're counting on getting back to America and what I can squeeze out of Dolores, stop counting. She's probably just as broke as us.
Not according to what I read here in the paper.
No?
No. She's out here to marry up with a local boy.
Serves her right. Who's the unlucky groom? Some goon with a fleet of drive-it-yourself elephants?
Oh, he owns elephants, all right. And just about everything else in the country. Dolores is going to marry the Maharaja Ishmael.
You mean that handsome prince we saw yesterday driving through the marketplace in the jewel-happy elephant and throwing handfuls of money to the beggars? That's Maharaja Ishmael?
It ain't Jack Benny.
Well, how did Dolores ever swing that deal?
That there Maha's a doll. Real pretty.
And has about $300 million.
Mm, that's real pretty, too.
Oh, gee. This here article sure is romantic. Says that Ishmael fell in love with Dolores the minute her kisser appeared on the screen. Right away, he sent her a letter to come out here and marry him.
Well, so Dolores is in the chips, huh? Come on, Dixie.
Where to, Maisie?
We're going back to America. We'll find Dolores and make her cough up enough of what she owes me for boat fare.
Gosh, Maisie. Imagine that lucky Dolores marrying $300 million. Gee. If you had that kind of dough, what would you do?
Well, let me see. I'd buy $100 million worth of clothes and $100 million worth of underwear.
Yeah, well, what about the $300 million?
Oh, that I'd probably just spend foolishly. Come on, let's go.
I'll take this, and this, and this.
Yes, yes, Miss King. I mean, Your Highness. I mean, Your Highness-to-be. Perhaps, maybe, Her Highness would be interested in this string of pearls?
Hardly, my good man. Dolores King never wears pearls.
They are very expensive.
I'll take them. You may put it on the Maharaja's account.
Naturally, Your Grace. Now, we have some pearls just arrived from Paris, Your Majesty.
Ah, you think of everything, don't you?
Yes, Your Grace, don't we? For example, we have this sable for $12,000.
I'll take two.
Two, Your Eminence. But how could you possibly wear two sable coats?
She'll force herself.
Yes, I'll force my... Maisie Revere.
Hiya, Dolores. You read any good bank books lately?
My good man, I'm expecting a headache. Get me an aspirin.
And charge it to the Maha's account, eh, Dolores?
Yes, Your Majesty, at once. And I shall bring Her Eminence's wedding ensemble with me when I return. I believe the seamstresses must be finished sewing on the diamonds and rubies as His Royal Highness the Maharaja requested.
Gee, a wedding gown with diamonds and rubies.
What else?
Say, who are you, miss?
Dixie Levere, honey. A roommate of mine. We have adjoining stalls at the hotel.
How do you do, Miss King?
Quite well, thank you.
Gee, you sure are lucky, Miss King. They say the Maharaja is so rich he don't even know how much money he has.
But Dolores knows, don't you, honey?
After all, you can't take it with you, you know.
Yeah, but it's nice to have something to wave goodbye to when you go.
Hmm. Same old Maisie. Always thinking about money.
No, just about what you still owe me.
And we need it to get back to America. Our show closed here 2 weeks ago.
Oh, naturally. Every show dear, dear Maisie is in has a habit of running into, shall we say, bad luck, honey? You're really a king-size louse, aren't you, Dolores? Well, all I want from you, honey, is the money you owe me.
Yeah, we want to get back to the States. I can't stand this place. It's full of crawling things.
Yeah, you'd think there was enough of them without the Maharaja importing more.
Well, Maisie, if you need money, I'd be glad to give it to you.
Good.
Of course, it'll take a little time to get together all the passage money.
A little time? How much time?
Oh, that depends on how good a personal maid Maisie is.
Personal maid?
The future Maharani is a kindly lady. She won't let any of these native girls draw her bath or keep away the flies or the 1,001 other bits of drudgery the job entails. The kindly Maharani saves a position like that for her friend.
What? Maisie be your servant? I got a good mind to tear your blonde hair up by its black roots.
My, my, don't we have a nasty disposition? But I'm sure hard work will soon cure that.
Are you kidding? Maisie ain't gonna be no flunky for you. Yeah, draw your own bath and swat your own flies. And if you don't want to swat them separately, just put a hunk of sugar in the corner and bunch them.
Very well, Miss Revere. I hope you and your friend learn to like it here in Karawagani, because you're going to be here a long time.
But you can't do this to her, or to us. You can't let us be stranded in this outdoor Turkish bath.
Ah, Your Highness, here are your purchases, already wrapped. And here, your royal wedding gown.
Oh, it's beautiful. All covered with diamonds and rubies and stuff like that there.
Her Eminence is pleased.
Oh, it takes my breath away.
I wish it would.
Permanently.
Her Highness wishes us to deliver the wedding gown and these other purchases to her hotel?
No, my servant will carry them there.
Yes, Your Grace. Anything you say, Your Highness.
Very well. I shall have the wedding gown wrapped at once.
Maisie, you're not going to do it.
Want to bet? It's the only way we can both eventually get out of this country.
A very wise decision, servant. Very wise indeed.
Simsalabim, simsalabim.
What does that mean?
It is Hindu, Your Eminence. It means, oh, noble highness, drop dead.
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment. To Maisie.
And from His Eminence, Your Majesty, the Sultan of Farfela, this chest of precious jewels. Oh, truly a more sumptuous gift than the Sultan contributed when you took your third wife. Was it your fourth, Your Majesty? Your omnipotence, Maharaja Ishmael.
Yes, you were saying something, Valley.
Merely that your wedding today to the American one has captured the imagination and loosened the purse strings of your constituents, O Commander of Golden Elephant. But Your Eminence has not seemed to be interested in the list of gifts.
Hey, Bali, I realize it is against the custom for the groom to view his bride before the ceremony, with a veil over her face, of course, but do you think one tiny peek, perhaps?
Well, it might be arranged, O Master of the Planet. I shall hasten to the royal suite at the hotel His Highness has provided for Miss King and bring her here to the palace for a, shall we say, prenuptial chat?
Yes, let us call it that. Go now and bring her here to me, and we will have a friendly chat.
With refreshment?
What else? We shall have grasshoppers roasted to a turn.
Oh, delicious.
And in honor of my bride to be something typically American. Evale, what is the American national dish?
Oh, a strange concoction, Your Majesty. I have read many times about it in magazines. It is called a hot fudge sundae.
Good, Evale. Then that is what we shall serve. Roasted grasshoppers and hot fudge sundaes.
Sounds delicious, O pink and whiteness. I go now to fetch the bride-to-be.
Hotel suite is just down the hall, miss. Come, I shall open the door for you.
Thanks, Sonny. My arms are too loaded with Mrs. Maharaja to be's loot to handle it by myself. Open up them portals, Sesame. My arms are ready to fall off.
Yes, at once, miss. This is it. The royal suite.
Jeepers, what a layout. Looks like the lobby of the Waldorf. Help! Help!
There is something wrong?
Quicksand! I'm sunk up to my ankles in quicksand!
That is merely the carpet you are standing on. His Highness likes everything soft.
Well, he's sure going to be disappointed in Dolores. She's hard as rocks. She's going to take him for a million.
Will that be all, miss?
Ain't it enough? I mean, oh, yes. I'll unpack the wedding gown and stuff myself.
Very well, miss.
Hmm. Lucky Dolores. Look at all these beautiful things. The Maha has taken her for better or worse, and she's taken him. Wow, get a load of this Hindu wedding gown. Just crawling with jewels. Heavy, too. Golly, when the Maha carries her over the threshold after the ceremony, he'll have to make two trips. Gee, this wedding gown. It's just beautiful.
Maisie, if you know what's good for you, you'll hang up that wedding gown and scram.
Sure, I bet it. Hey, who are you? Where did that voice come from?
This is your conscience. I am your other self.
No wonder I can't get along on what I make. I gotta feed two of us.
Maisie, you're tempted, aren't you? You're just crazy to try on that Fort Knox with sleeves.
I never was thinking of no such thing as trying on this gown. But I bet you'd look swell on me.
Don't be a schmo. What have you got to lose? Try it on.
No, I don't want to.
Oh, go on.
Coax me.
Well.
You talked me into it. Gee, I'll bet that's Dolores. And me in her wedding gown. She'll hit the ceiling.
What are you worried about? You got enough on that drip to queer her with the Maharaja.
Yeah, that's right. One word from me and her children wouldn't have a mother. Come in, you royal four-flusher.
Good evening, Your Grace.
No, I'm Maisie. I mean, I'm amazed to see you. You ain't,
I am Ivali, madame. Secretary to His Highness, the master of the 44 green umbrellas, the Maharaja.
Oh, well, look, mister, this wedding gown, I only put it on. I was just trying to...
To please His adamantine invincibility, no doubt. And His Majesty will be more than pleased to see how beautiful his bride-to-be looks in it.
Bride? But I'm not... I'll take off this...
You must not remove that veil, madame. It is the law.
Well, then get me a lawyer. Gosh...
Madame, his impatient sentientness would like to see his fiancée immediately. Come, I will lead you to the palace.
Look, I can't go. This whole thing is a mistake.
A mistake? You are trying to back out of your promise to marry the Maharaja?
Well, he's probably a nice kid, but you don't seem to understand.
Madame, it is you who does not understand. In this country, the penalty for attempting to make a laughingstock of His Majesty is... death.
Death? You mean like in killed?
Yes. Now come, Miss King. His august constellation wishes you to spend a few moments with him... alone. And remember, anything the Maharaja wishes, you must obey.
Anything? You mean like in... anything?
Yes. Come. The wearer of the platinum pantaloons is waiting.
I'm coming.
Maisie, this whole thing sure is funny.
Some joke, believe me.
You were talking perhaps to me, madame.
No, to my other self. You see, there are two of me, and one of the show is in trouble.
Enter, Miss King. This is His Highness' private quarters. You see, a table of delicacies has been prepared for you. His Highness wishes to sup with you.
No, thanks. Look, chum, there's been a mistake.
Hardly, my beloved one. Even with the veil, I can feel that you are more beautiful than the image of you with which I fell in love. The one on the screen.
Well, gee, thanks.
Madame, this is His Highness, Maharaja Ishmael, extreme potentate of Mustafa Gom, Prince of Ishman Ho, Raja of Magarak, plenipotentiary of Bughadov, ruler, emperor, sovereign, and prince of Karawagorni.
Hi.
Go now, Adali. I wish to be alone with my lovely bride-to-be.
Yes, my master.
Ah, my beloved. It is enchanted I am to meet you face to veil. Somehow, you seem much younger than I expected.
And somehow I got a feeling I ain't going to get much older.
Only in years, my beloved one. Beauty like yours never dies.
Promise me?
Ah, my sweet American rose. I have been awaiting this meeting so long, and now that you're here, I have a feeling I hardly know you.
Well, could be. Look, Maha.
Please, first we must dine. Come, eat.
What is this stuff?
Roasted grasshoppers.
Grasshoppers?
Yes, have one.
No, thanks, I'm jumpy enough already. Your Highness, I'm...
Thrilled at seeing me in person, eh, my darling? Come into the next room, please.
Well, can't we kick this thing around out here-ish?
You don't understand, my darling. I've been waiting anxiously, impatiently for you to be my very own. Come with me. I want you to see the ceremonial jewels you will wear this evening when we are married.
Jewels?
In here, my magnificent one. Here, my sweet, mysterious one. I will open the chest.
Wow. Diamonds, rubies, emeralds, and what's this, uranium?
No, my dear. Amethysts. I place all these precious jewels at thy feet.
Gee, if I'd accept this stuff, I'd sure have the richest looking feet in town. Maha, all this is just swell, but...
I will hear no more of gratitudes, Miss King. Adorn yourself at once with these jewels. I will await you.
Okay, Your Highness. I'll be right out.
Ready yet, my beloved one? Is thou wearing the ceremonial jewels?
I ist.
Ah, you indeed look beautiful, like a true Maharani. Come to me, my darling.
Yes, yeah, sure. You'd better come to me, Maha. I can't walk with all this jewelry on.
Ah, so beautiful you are. Let me kiss your hand.
Oh, sure. It's someplace under these rings.
Open this door! Open this door at once!
Who is that at the door?
Oh, it ain't termites. Your Highness, I...
Open this door at once! At once, you hear?
Madame, come away at once. His Highness is in there with his
fiancée,
as I told
you. Oh, yeah? Well, you better open up or I'll forget I'm a lady and slap you right in the puss.
And she ain't kidding, either.
Where is she? Where's that Rajah swiper?
Right here, sister. Under the jewels.
She insisted upon seeing you, old lion of the uranium nose. She claims she is your fiancée.
You ain't kidding. And I got first claim on all that dough. I got a letter to prove I was the one proposed
you,
to.
You are the real Dolores?
Yeah.
I don't understand, oh mighty confounder of the articulate.
It is apparent now, quite apparent, that I have been the victim of a great deception. Evale, remove her at once.
Oh, yes, your most immeasurable perspicacity.
Keep away from me. I can't run with all this hardware on.
No, not this mazy one. The scheming, money-mad one. Throw her out.
Me? Oh, but you can. Now, Your Highness, I can explain. The reason I came all the way out here to marry you...
Evale! Put her on the next boat back home.
Oh, you won't hear the end of this, Maisie. I'll get you. I'll...
Yes, Aya, come here.
You can't do this to me. I'll write my lawyer. I'll call the UN. I'll...
Ah, shut up.
Come.
Ow!
Well, that was what you call in your country a narrow escape from a fate worse than death, no, Miss Revere?
Yeah, I guess so. Your Highness, I never really intended to go through with this marriage.
Perhaps I can persuade you to change your mind.
Well, you see, I was just trying on that wedding dress, and... You mean... Now you want to marry me?
Why not?
But, Your Honor, we haven't known each other very long.
Adam and Eve knew each other for even a shorter time, and she said yes to marriage.
Yeah, but Eve didn't have very much of a selection, did she? You got a lot to offer, Ish. Money, position, power, and... Good looks, too. But, well, you got a couple of wives already, haven't you?
Six, but I would make you my favorite.
Sorry, Maha. In my country, we still have rationing. Only one wife to a man at a time.
But we could be very happy together, the eight of us.
Uh-uh. I don't mind having a mother-in-law and a father-in-law, but I draw the line at having six wives-in-law.
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie. Once again, here's Maisie.
Well, Dixie and me finally scraped up enough money to pay the fare back to the good old USA. Some gals may think me crazy, but I just couldn't see myself as one of someone's wives. I don't know. But when we buy those monogram towels for the bathroom, I want them to be embroidered his and hers, not his and theirs. I guess I'm just one of those old-fashioned American girls who wants a husband all to herself. Yep. If my husband is out late at night, I want to worry where he is, not know where he is. Well, I gotta rush and catch that boat.
Hey, Maisie, wait for me.
Nothing doing. You stay right here. You got me into enough trouble already.
You have just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie was written by Arthur Phillips. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included B. Benaderet, Mary Shipp, Herb Butterfield, Hans Conried, Stanley Waxman, and Hal Gerard. Jack McCoy speaking.
That's this week's Mutual Presents feature. The Mutual Audio Network brings the best of old-time radio and modern audio theater to the world. Be sure to subscribe through the Mutual Audio Network podcast feed, any of our podcast days, or the Mutual YouTube channel, which includes MadCon and many other extra features and shows. See you all next time at Mutual Presents. Good night.